Hi, everybody. Mary Louise here for Blind Cool Tech. I thought I would talk to you today about how I go about publishing my podcast. Publishing your podcast is somewhat dependent on where your podcast is hosted. I use Liberated Syndication, so my podcast is at, and you'll hear the commercial, http://Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, .libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, .com. In the RSS feed is merrill.libsyn.com/RSS, with the http://in front of that. My podcast is called Pastor Mary Louise's Podcast. I describe it on Libsyn as Christian spirituality, my messages, reflections that are progressive, gay-friendly, creative, humorous, dramatic, and risk-taking. And so if that sort of thing interests you, give it a listen. The way it works is that you need to set up an account on Libsyn, and that's fully accessible. You need a PayPal account, and PayPal does use CAPTCHA if you're setting up your account. I believe there is audio. When I tried to do it several years ago, I had a problem. I got a sighted person to set my account up. But once it's set up, you don't have to go back to that CAPTCHA thing. So to pay for the Libsyn account is not a problem. And what Libsyn does is it has a blog. Blog is short for web blog, and it's basically a web page with entries and a calendar. And so when you get to enough entries, they get archived, but you can access them by going to this calendar and finding the correct month and day to get to those entries. That's typical of any blog you read, that only a certain number of entries are visible, and then you have to go to the calendar to see the rest. And these entries in the Libsyn blog will consist both of text, which is your show notes, and the podcasts themselves. I suppose there's no reason why you couldn't use Libsyn as your regular blogging website. You could post just text messages there. Not the kind you have on a cell phone, but messages which are text as opposed to audio that people could read. And also, I guess, get in a RSS reader. I haven't checked that out, so I'm not sure about that. Once I've created my podcast and I have an MP3 file, I open it in Winamp and check out to be sure I can hear it and that I really have a podcast right there. And in Winamp is where I edit my ID3 tags. If someone could explain why there are three different kinds of ID3 tags, I would appreciate that. I understand that you're supposed to use two as the most common, so that's what I do. When you fill out there the tracks and artist and title and any other information you want to put, and you get to that by going and asking for information. That's one of the options in Winamp, and you can fill out the tags right there. And you can check it immediately because Winamp shows you that that's your track that you're playing suddenly has your name in it. At this point, for Libsyn, I have to copy the file to an FTP server. I've tried some. At the moment, I'm simply using Internet Explorer to open up the FTP site. It's slow, but it does work, and Internet Explorer does report back during the copy, so you kind of know where you are. And once the file is there, Libsyn has a publishing page, and again, it's a case of filling out a form. And on this form is a list of the podcasts that are on the FTP site. So you can go to the right one and click a button, and bingo, you have published your podcast. That's really all there is to it. And if you go back to your blog, you will see it at the top of your list of podcasts. There is a facility on Libsyn also to edit ID3 tags. And this publishing tool also allows you to publish the show notes. You can choose text or podcast, and there's also an ability to create categories. The text portion also accepts HTML tags. I sometimes write out my show notes in a text editor on my computer, put in the HTML tags, select all, copy, and then go to Libsyn and paste. And that's about it. I don't know what else to really offer. So take care.